So let's jump straight in. Tehillim Kuf Mem Vav. Hallelujah. Halleli Nafshi Es Hashem. Praise Hashem, my soul. So what's going on here? This parak of Tehillim is a song of hope and encouragement for the oppressed Jews in exile. This is the way the Radak learns. And the Mashaira, the psalmist, fears that the travails and the suffering of exile might make the wandering Jews forget to praise Hashem under all circumstances. And therefore, speaking for all the exiles, praise Hashem, my soul. I'll praise Hashem while I live. I'll make music to Hashem while I exist. More than that, the exiles might come to feel dependent upon the good graces of the powers that they live with, that are tolerating them, that are giving them a place to rest their weary heads. And therefore we're told, you're not allowed to rely on nobles, human beings. That's really what's going on here. But first things first. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Nafshi Es Hashem. Says Rav Hirsch, none other is better qualified than the human soul to recognize Hashem from the revelation of his greatness as shown in his mighty acts, and to proclaim these demonstrations of divine power for all to hear. Why? Because the soul of man is aware that it is the invisible personality which is the basic cause of all of the effects that emanate from it. And by virtue of this awareness of the nature of its own self, the soul is capable of attributing all the phenomena of nature as well as the events in history to the one God who is the invisible personality. So first things first is to be aware of your neshama. Halali nafshi es Hashem. And once your neshama, your nefesh, in these words, is able to express itself, the soul, which the Gemara compares to Hashem, the soul which sees and is not seen, it's able to connect to Hashem and see Hashem in nature and in history, because Hashem too is seen and is not seen. That's what Rav Hirsch means. By virtue of this awareness of the nature of its own self, the soul is capable of attributing all the phenomena of nature as well as the events of history to one God, who's the one invisible personality, which is the basic cause of all that we can see and perceive. And therefore the soul recognizes Hashem through all of these phenomena, all of these events, and he declares his greatness in terms of them. This is what we mean by Hallel, this attribution of all things visible and perceptible to Hashem, and the declaration of Hashem's greatness in terms of his rule, which is the causative and creative factor in all things. That's Lahallel. The literal meaning of Hallel is to reflect, the tracing back of rays to the core from which they emanate, and the acceptance of those rays being emanations of the core. That's what we're trying to do here. We're trying to create within ourselves a sense of awareness, a perception of Hashem. That's huge. How do we do it? First things first, it's a public declaration for all of Klal Yisrael. Hallelujah! Praise Hashem. And then we get personal. Halali nafshi es Hashem. My own soul should praise Hashem. So we're operating at two levels, almost simultaneously. The idea is to be aware of Hashem and to express his greatness in this world.